good week. And again, you know, don't let that fall on deaf ears or get tired of it. There's a good group of young men here that I get a chance to help. We get a chance to help, and no pushback. And they come to work every single day. They're getting better in lots of different ways. I'm going to have to go to a dentist and grind my teeth on some of the things that, you know, that'll happen every once in a while. You know, we had the first touchdown last week was 10 guys played one thing, one guy played something else, and it's just one of those things where it happens. And great kid, great player, and, you know, that played something wrong. And they battled back, and to his credit, he battled back too, and had one gap control thing in a short yardage play from a really good player that, again, almost similar to the Baltimore situation where we had more than they could block, but it popped right where a guy had poor eye discipline, and those things happened. But give him credit again, there was an awful lot of good things that went on. You know, I don't know if you guys do any timing things, but, you know, Deshaun Watson had to throw the ball a full second faster than he's thrown the entire year just by our presence. Sometimes, you know, it went to his people. Sometimes it went to our people. We had legitimately two more opportunities where the ball hit us in the hands, and we've got to catch those balls, you know. And Jamie Collins has taken a lot of static for the one that he dropped, and because he's such a prideful guy, and he's one of the guys of all the years that has some of the best hands I've ever seen from receivers and everything. He catches the ball so well. And that was a play that could he have made that play. I don't know that they could have gotten him down on that side of the field because there wasn't anybody over there had he caught it. On to the next one, you know, the Titans. I was in that organization for 12 years. There's an awful lot of – there's six coaches on that staff that have worked with me on various staffs before. One of those coaches played for me for 9 years and then coached with me for 7 years when he decided that he was going to go into coaching. Still a lot of people in that organization from equipment, strength, administration, training staff, a lot of people that I know, and pretty familiar with some of the players. Now, you know, one of the things here, too, is that it just shows you what our league has come to is I was there in 2013, so it hasn't been four seasons yet, you know, that and there's only five players on that team that was there when I was there in 2013. And it tells you how tough it is and how tough a business is, and especially when administration type things come along and, you know, new personnel departments, new coaching staffs and all that kind of stuff, what happens in that situation. So looking forward to a good game, to the next step with these guys. Just got to keep them plugging away, got to keep them swinging. And I've had a really good week. Today's practice was good, and really I don't think I've been here since I've been here where there's been a poor practice on our side of the ball. Give them credit for that. Questions?
McCourty tweaking an ankle, like, you know, what impact? He's been playing so well.
He's playing really well. You know, one of the things too, and I don't know a whole lot about how this is ranked or whatever, you know, but someone brought it to my attention couple of nights ago that in the Pro Football Focus stat, he's the number one corner in the National Football League. I didn't know that. He was playing pretty well for us. You know, the number two defensive end playing the run in the league is Emmanuel Abba. Number two defensive tackle playing the run in the league is Jamie Meter. Number four defensive tackle playing the run in the league is Danny Shelton. You know, so blessed to have a chance to help those guys here. So they are playing well in certain areas, and we've got to get away from some of those player twos that gets away from us.
How do you explain all those numbers you just gave us? But you guys are tied for last in touchdown passes allowed.
One of the things are in touchdown passes allowed, it shows a little bit of experience in those areas. It shows a little bit of indecisions in those areas. And it shows that we're forcing everybody to pick the ball up, and you're not going to get a chance to run it across with us. And so if you take a look at the attempts in those areas, especially in the areas of shot-producing plays or down in the red zone, people have said, oh, you know, can't run the ball against them, and we got to do a better job in the passing game. And we spend an awful lot of time, you know, in the practice area. You know, one of the things, too, and I don't know how you would present this, you know, in an article or whatever, is that at every level that you increase or move up and play this game, and we're at the very top now in the world at this game, slow, correct decisions are still wrong. They've been able to make decisions and go ahead and out-ability everybody else, and your ability alone allows you to be better than the person you're playing against. And you can get away with making a slower decision. At this level, you can't. Ability is pretty well matched. There's, you know, a few guys in the league that are way better than everybody else, but there's not as many as everybody else thinks there are. Everybody can play. And everybody, especially some of the better quarterbacks and some of the, you know, maybe better coached ones, understand that you got to pull that trigger faster. And those are some of the things that we've come a long way with since I've gotten here, but we still have a long ways to go. We have to be able to make the correct decision faster. And I got hired to correct the fast wrong decisions. You hear that? Fast wrong decisions. But a slow correct decision, we can't tolerate. We can't tolerate those. And we've been close in several of those earned catches. For instance, the last touchdown the other day, you know, we're in a double coverage on that guy that Deshaun doesn't even see it. And we had a player that's getting ready to make the play on the ball and slips and goes to the ground. Jason McCourty's playing the leverage for that person to intercept it. Deshaun did everything we wanted him to do, and our guy falls down. There's those type of things, and he didn't do it on purpose, okay? But we just got to fight through those kind of things, and we're getting a lot better. You know, I have to not have a temper tantrum when those things happen on game day because he didn't do it on purpose. But we can only take so much of that.
You mentioned that first touchdown where 10 guys knew the right play, one guy didn't. Is that a miscommunication
issue? It's a, more importantly, sometimes it's a misthought process because we're hand signaling too. And you can see guys hand signaling, and the guy that missed it, he's signaling something else. And he just, you know, and in coaching, the big part of coaching is training people's eyes. You know, and if I get them to look right, they got a better chance of doing right. When you look at the wrong things, you have a chance of doing the wrong things. And at that point in time, the one person, you know, he thinks he's making the call, but he's not. And we have a middle linebacker that makes that call. And we just, he played it beautifully if he'd have been playing that coverage, but we weren't in that coverage.
Do you think it's happened too often?
It's really only happened, how about this, twice, and both of them have been touches. Both of them have been touchdowns, okay? Two different guys.
Are you counting on being able to keep Marcus Mariota in the pocket?
You know, we'll see how healthy he is, and we've played some very mobile quarterbacks, you know, and Marcus is extremely mobile. I think he's very well coached. I think you know, Mike Mularkey and that staff do a really good job. And, you know, Mike and I have gone against each other in lots of different places. And, you know, and understand how he goes about coaching those people. And I think he's adapted some of the things that he's always done other places to fit the skill set of Marcus. But Sean can run too. How many times did he run on us? You know, so when we're playing those kinds of guys, you know, we're pretty well versed on making those decisions and trying to make them do what we want them to do. But he's very dangerous when he gets out there. I hope his hamstring's hurting a lot.
You expect to have McCourty?
Don't know yet. We'll see. Okay, we will see.
You mentioned Pro Football Focus. They use equations, numbers. We don't know what they are.
I don't either. I don't. Yeah. I don't, you know, because I don't understand it. And if I understood it more, it was just somebody came by and said it. And if I understood it more, then, you know, maybe that might be one of my projects this off season. You know, last year, it's funny, I don't know if I told you this before, but back in the spring, in the off season, you know, I worked the guys to death in the off season. And last year we had 174 projects in the off season before they ever got a chance to go home on vacation. And getting a new staff acclimated and all that kind of stuff, but that may go on my project list this year to better understand it. And I've got some people that do. My son is unbelievable. You know, he is in the analytics department in the league office, and he's just off the charts with all that stuff. The people in this building have been, you know, stunned that, you know, somebody is that well-versed with all those things.
Your eyes to the possibility you might have something.
I'm always looking for that. And seriously, I have a goal every single day that I don't walk off the field without learning something new. I have a goal in life that I don't lay my head on the pillow. My dad, I don't lay my head on the pillow at night if there's one other thing I can do that can be productive. So, yeah, I'm always looking for different ways. And if we don't adapt, the league, the game has changed so much. And when they brought and they're bringing some of the things that – is running rampant in high school and college football in the league, it's not real effective, you know, unless you don't know what to do, and it is. And then some of the owners don't like paying quarterbacks to get injured doing some of the things they do in college and in high school because of everybody can play at this level. But I have to stay on top of all those things. I have to be able to change. I have to be able to understand if there's something else that can help us, yes.
Miles Garrett played more, obviously. What did you think of him out there with
played
more?
Well, and he played dominant in a lot of phases, and you're going to see him play more this week. And it was the next step, and, you know, I was holding my breath that wasn't going to set him back, and it hasn't set him back. He's had a very good week of practice, so we're turning him loose.
For a guy like Miles, this week he's playing Luan at left tackle. Do you look at that matchup a lot?
Sure. We look at all the matchups, you know, and it could be guard, center, tackle, and all those things. But that's why Miles is here, okay, about those kind of matchups. And, you know, Miles has a pretty good matchup every day in practice in Joe Thomas. I mean, so, you know, and to his credit, and if you guys go research and talk to him, you know, ask Miles if he's afraid. Miles wants to be better than any of us in this room want him to be. It's more important to him than it is to me or you or anybody else. And, you know, I look forward to that battle. I really do, for the next step. You know, and he's come and he shared a couple of, you know, questions to me this week where he's asked some things to me about that matchup. And I just kind of shook my head inside thinking he asked me two questions that were out there that a veteran possibly would not have figured out by then. So that's how smart the young man is and how much he studies the game and studies the matchups and stuff himself. Okay. It's one thing to have a pretty good coach in Clyde Simmons, who's been pretty successful with 125 sacks of his own in the league, but Miles has spent a lot of time on his own, too. I'm anxious to see if Miles will beat Aaron Donald in personal study. I had Aaron Donald, and he drove us all bananas because he'd mess with all of our computers at our desk and all of our video things, because if you stepped away from your desk or stepped away from your station, he was on it studying himself. And he would be at night later than coaches studying it himself. Miles gets to be that way. Look out.
You mentioned Ogbo. What do you think of him, and where does he need to grow?
He's made tremendous improvement, and I think he's playing very, very well. He's had some really dominant games, and the one thing that I talked to him most about once he got fit into how we were going to play him differently than how it was played a year ago was that not afraid of making a mistake and getting away from perfection or being robotic. And he has played very well, and he's playing very strong. He's a lot more powerful than I think any of the evaluators here thought. And to his credit, he has played very powerful at the left defensive end position. The difference in that left and right end position is most offenses are right-handed. Most offenses usually run the ball to the right side more. Some of them don't. But most of them do. So that power position is important in how we play the run front, and he's done very well. Let's see. Jabril has played the half field alignment 33 snaps. He's played in the deep middle 47 snaps, and he's played in the box down low 31 snaps. So I don't know if I'm that balanced in how I'm doing things. And out of those times, he's blitzed 14 times. So maybe I'm not as stubborn as everybody's saying I am. I don't know. I don't, not that I read anything. I just hear things. I hear things, okay? That's just the last 2 weeks. Yeah. No, it really evolved to doing that because of it, just how we were playing. And it also evolved to, because of who we were playing and trying to make sure that he was close to the ball because of what that team was doing. And we'll see this week, you know.
How have you seen his confidence in coverage change from the first of the season until now?
I have. And I've seen his confidence change week to week to week on just – being in an NFL. He's a tremendously competitive person, and everybody at this level has a version or a level of invincibility. He doesn't have to worry about it. He thinks he's invincible, and that you want that. But you see his confidence when he gets a return. Watch him play right after the next three or four plays. There's a reason why punters aren't punting the ball to him, why kickoff guys aren't kicking the ball to him. Okay, but all of a sudden, his confidence after one of those plays in special teams, he plays that way on defense too. So, no, he's a good young man, and he'll only get better. And the fact that he's doing things that other coaches and other members of the media think that he's not very well at doing, I think he's pretty good at doing. And he'll only get better. Okay, and as we get better, you'll see him do more. But not going to overload him with a lot of things and have him be average at anything. All right? Thank you for asking that question about where he played, though. I appreciate that.